Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
2023 may be one of the friendliest years for income tax planning that we've ever seen. And this year and the next 2 years are as good as I believe we'll see in our lifetimes. And there's a couple of reasons for that. Tax rates did not go down this year, but the tax brackets changed pretty dramatically because of the cost of living adjustments based on the inflation rate last year. So before you hit higher tax brackets all the way up the scale, you have to have a lot more income. So, plus, we're in a low tax environment. Our highest income tax bracket has been under 40% since 1986. That is very unusual in U.S. history. Our U.S. taxes, and I've talked about this before, have been as high as 94%. It's been in the 70s and in the 50s for a lot of our history. We know that in 2026, tax rates are going up as the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expires. The standard deduction is being almost cut in half. And then what is the risk with our federal debt and our spending issues? What is the risk that there's additional increases in our tax system? You know, if I look at our history, when we've had stress in the United States, whether it's war or economic stress, you think about the Great Depression, you think about World War II, you think about the 70s and hyperinflation, and you think about 2020 with the tech crash and the recessionary events that happened out of that. And then you had the Great Recession, and you had, in all those instances, and the pandemic, when we have huge stress, the government steps in and spends a lot of money. And the Federal Reserve passes policy that is, or issues policy that is extremely accommodating, meaning easy money. Well, usually, up until the last 15 or 16 years, when that's happened, we've had an adjustment in our income tax system to bring our debt down. But nothing's happened since the Great Recession of 2007, 2008, and 2009, and since the pandemic in 2020. There's been no fundamental increase in our tax rates. There's actually been a decrease with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Now, I'm not talking about necessarily what's the best way to solve this problem. I'm merely mentioning that we've got real opportunities. How can you take advantage of those opportunities? And there are a couple of ways. One would be looking at, should you be considering Roth conversion? Should you look at maybe taking money out of an IRA and paying the income tax now and converting it to a Roth where it's tax-free in the future? One of the biggest sweet spots for that is the 24% tax bracket right now goes all the way up to $350,000 of taxable income. And in 3 years, that bracket's going to go to 32. So 24% is going to go to 32. That's a big difference. And you look at taking retirement account withdrawals when you're retired, your taxation, if you have large retirement accounts, could be pretty high. So Roth conversion would be one way to take advantage of this tax environment. Another way to take advantage would be look at capital gains tax harvesting. Long-term capital gains are one of the friendliest things the Congress has ever given us in the Internal Revenue Code. They're pretty much across the board, much, much friendlier rates than earned income. Are you positioning your non-retirement account investments to be able to take advantage of long-term capital gains tax treatment?
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.
To your needs. This program's content does not represent a recommendation of any particular security, strategy, or investment by Jim Brogan or Brogan Financial Incorporated.